Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week with a company update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, it was just over a week ago when I featured Nucor on the weekend show, outlining a few news releases, and one of the key news releases being an increase of the company's drill program from 8,000 meters up to 58,000 meters. But on the back of that interview, I had a couple questions come in regarding some of the other aspects of the company and of the overall project. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the company is focused on the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. Now, one of the questions was about Ghana, and some people think that it is a lower tier jurisdiction when it comes to metals exploration and overall production. That's not actually the case, though, when you take into account the companies that are producing there and how much gold is produced out of Ghana globally. Take us through some of the fundamentals of Ghana and its mineral production, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey, and thanks for having me on, and I hope everyone had a nice weekend. In terms of Ghana, it's a great jurisdiction to operate in. I think one of the things is that people sometimes lump all of Africa into the same bucket, but it couldn't be further from the truth in terms of Ghana and what a great jurisdiction it is to operate in. I mean, it is the seventh largest gold producer globally. I think on a per square kilometer basis, it actually produces more than Nevada does. And that really speaks to the importance of the gold industry for the Ghanaian economy, as well as for the tax base of the country. And as a result, you've got a very well aligned government in country who's very supportive of the mining industry and the gold industry. And you've also got a huge amount of skilled labor. Ghana produces about 5 million ounces of gold per year. It's the largest gold producer in Africa. And you've got a number of major companies in country. Four of the seven largest gold companies are actually operating in Ghana. You've got Newmont producing over 1 million ounces from two separate operations in country. You've got Gold Fields, who's producing from multiple operations in country, as well as AngloGold. And just to the north of us, which I think we spoke about on your weekend show, we've got Kinross, who's producing at their Chirano mine. So it's a great country to operate in, very well-aligned government, and that's why you've got so many majors operating in country. So we couldn't be happier than to be in Ghana and very keen to continue working there.
So Luke, can you give us a little insight into how it's been for Nucor when you have come into this project? You are really relatively new onto this project. So how has it been moving through and increasing your drill program?
From that perspective, again, because there's so much production in country, you've got a lot of mining services in Ghana to be supportive of our exploration program. So from that perspective, in terms of getting our initial rig onto site, we were able to get very competitive quotes for that drill program. We're looking to get an additional two rigs by the end of this year, and it looks like we've secured both of those rigs. And then we're also looking at adding another two or three rigs at the beginning of next year. So we're able to secure those rigs as well. And there's a lot of skilled labor in country that we can leverage on, as well as from an assay perspective. I know one of the challenges for a lot of North American companies at the moment is getting assays turned around in a reasonable amount of time. I'm starting to hear about 6-8 week backlogs to get assays turned around. We're also very fortunate in Ghana that we've got a lab that we're working with who's been able to get our results turned around in 2 or 3 weeks. And we've discussed our 50,000 meter program with them already, and they don't see any issues with being able to get assays turned around quickly. So again, it speaks to what a great country Ghana is to operate in, and we couldn't be happier than to have our project there.
All right. I hope this clears up a little bit of the concern and questions around Ghana. If anybody has any further questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Another couple points came in on the back of that last interview that discussed the overall grade of the current resource. Now, the current resource, 1.22 million ounces, sitting at an average grade of 0.72 grams per ton gold. What insights can you give us in terms of those that are concerned saying, you know what, this is just a low-grade asset?
I think the key is that our current asset of 1.22 million ounces is primarily oxide material and transitional material. So heap leachable material, which, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, I mean, you don't need the same kind of grades to produce from a heap as you do from a milling operation. So that's one of the keys. If you look at heap leach operations around the world, you've got lots of them producing at 0.5 grams. We're obviously at 0.72 grams per ton. In terms of the material itself, the 1.22 million ounces, 75% of that is in the oxide, 20% is in the transitional, and only 5% is in the sulfide. So the grade is ultimately a good grade for heap leach projects. And then the other thing, that's at a 0.3 gram cutoff. If we move to a 0.5 gram cutoff, we're just under 1 gram per ton and just under 1 million ounces. So the other thing you can always play with is cutoff. And then ultimately, as part of this 50,000 meter program, we're going to be putting the first deep holes into this project. So to date, the average depth has, of the drilling is 50 meters, which again is focused on those oxides and focused on heap leachable material, with the deepest hole down to 175 meters. As part of this 50,000 meters, we're going to be putting the first deep holes ever into the project down to 250 to 350 meters, and we'll be targeting the sulfide material. And if you look at these greenstone hosted deposits, ultimately where you see them really grow in size is at depth, and also that's typically where you find higher grades as well. So as we drill deeper, our hope and expectation is that we will start to get into higher grade material as well, which then will lend itself to a milling operation down the road.
All right, we'll give a little bit more color into the future drilling and the drilling that's underway, but just one more quick question regarding the asset. You mentioned the heap leach projects around the world at similar grades. Are you confident enough to say that this current resource is heap leachable?
Yeah, at this stage, we did have a PEA which came out on the project in 2015. That's been stale dated now that we've increased the in-pit resource from 700,000 ounces to 1.22. So we will look to get an updated PEA done in Q1 of next year. But if you look at the numbers in those, it was a very robust project, and you can find that study on SEDAR or on our website, which kind of highlights some of the numbers in terms of the economics for the project.
Okay, let's talk about a recent news release that came out this week, November 10th. It was drill results. The first set of step-out results from drilling at the Suem gold deposit at this Enchi project. Some of the headline numbers: a little over 1.5 grams per ton gold over 28 meters. This included a little over 3.5 grams per ton gold over 10 meters. There was another hole that was 0.91 grams per ton gold over 49 meters. Give us a little bit more color on this first set of step out results.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've now put out three sets of results from our phase one 8,000 meter program. So at Boeing, we put out 26 holes. Those were all kind of step out holes that ultimately point to a further increasing of resource as we look to include those down the road. And then, as you're talking about the Suem results that we just put out, so 10 holes from that program, and again, they point to a further increasing in the overall size of the resource at Suem. They're targeting more of the oxide material as part of this drill campaign. But again, down the road, and with the additional two rigs that we've got coming in this year and another two or three at the beginning of next year, we'll ultimately look to start drilling the first deep holes on this project, on this deposit at Suem, but then still continuing to look to step out along strike and in some gap areas that we haven't drilled at Suem to ultimately increase the overall size of the resource. And yeah, we're really pleased with the results we've been getting from both Boeing and Suem. And in the next few weeks, we'll also have some results coming out from Kojina Hill and Kwakram, which are areas that don't have a resource at the moment, but we're ultimately looking to move towards that resource category as well.
Okay, so really overall, just continuing to work on growing the ounces of the resource. Can you give us a little insights, though, on the strategy when it comes to stepping out from these deposits? What is around the average step out distance that you guys are going to be drilling?
So if you look at the SUEM results, it was stepping out 25 to 50 meters, and some of those would be down dip from previous drilling, or out along strike from out along strike on the deposits that we've identified. There's also some areas that we've identified where we've got about 400,000 ounces of mineralized material, which sits just outside of the pits. And some of the drilling that we're doing as part of this program is to step out and look to capture some of that material through additional drilling and ultimately grow the overall size of the pits and bring those into the pits and ultimately bring those into the resource. So we view a lot of that 400,000 ounces of material as lower hanging, fruit in terms of being able to target those areas where we know there is mineralized material already, and just need that additional drilling to capture it within those pits.
All right. Now, just another quick point on this deep drilling. You've outlined it a couple of times. There's the potential of higher grade. That's what we have seen in other deposits around the world. What is the attack strategy going to be strictly focused on this deeper drilling?
In terms of areas that we're going to focus that deep drilling on, it'll be at Boeing, Suam, and Niam. So we're looking to have one diamond rig in by the end of the year and start to put the first deep holes into Boeing, and then we'll move to Suam to put some of those deeper holes as well. The real focus is going to be drilling down to 250 to 350 meters. So not really deep holes, but ultimately, if you look again at Chirano to the north of us, their original discovery hole at depth in the sulfides was kind of 15 meters of 14 grams at 250 meters below surface. So that's where you start to see these types of grades is starting at those kind of depths, and we're hoping to make that kind of a discovery on some of the drilling that we're doing down the road. And obviously, Boeing, Suam, and Niam are the three areas that we've got the best geological understanding, and ultimately have the best drilling to look at the structures. So hence the reason those first drill holes will be in those areas is given our knowledge of the deposits.
Okay, Luke, I think that addresses all the questions and gives us a nice update on the recent drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also post a link to the drill results that we just discussed below the interview. Luke, thanks for kicking off this week for us. Have a great rest of your week.